going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, so if we asked everyone to rank the people in your life that you love and are bonded with and you need more than anyone.
Okay.
I think most people would say, like, my children. Please don't make me rank them. All four of them go on the same tier.
You've ranked them.
Oh, we know for a fact she has a favorite.
No, I do know that.
That's ridiculous.
All my friends are laughing.
Yeah.
My children will all tell you that another one of them is the favorite.
Uh-huh.
The fourth one says it's the second one. The first one says it's the third.
Because you're mercurial, so you change your opinion on your kids from day to day. You're like, you're my favorite now.
Which one needs me the most at the moment?
At the moment.
So I think most people would say your children, same tier.
Yeah.
Spouse, significant other. Same tier, I'm asking. Like, for some people, they're going to say spouse is above the kids.
There's no way my kids can be listening to this right now. But by the way, I'm Jonathan Weir. Hi, everybody. I just thought I'd introduce myself. I had this conversation with Katie like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, you know, I feel bad saying this, but like, I actually, if you and the kids were drowning.
Oh my God, you really ranked them.
I think I would actually save you first. And she was like, you'd better not. I was like, well, no, I'd save the kids first because I couldn't live with you after I let one of the kids drown.
That's true.
But I love my kids. They're the light of my life. And I, you know, it can be challenging being a parent. But I also look at it as a long term. I've been with Katie since we were 16.
Right.
On top of that, I'm going to be with Katie for the rest of my life after the kids
move out
and are ignoring me. So
I have heard some people say that without the marriage being number one,
yeah,
you can't be the best you can be for the kids.
I agree with that.
The spouse first.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Not that you shouldn't love your kids. And not that you should even think about ranking. I'm psychotic. That's why I have conversations like that. But you should put your spouse first if you're going to rank things, just because it does make the family better overall.
So if we're going with the drowning metaphor that you were bringing up.
Oh, God, can we pick something else?
The house is on fire. A bear attack? Well, I'm not saving anybody but myself.
You just got to run faster than Ben.
Yeah, I just got to run the little one. Yeah, I didn't raise them to be athletes for a reason. I knew it one day the bears would come.
Go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say, which kid do you save first?
Oh my God!
Which kid?
No, oh. Do not ask us that. Do not. There's a reason we're bringing this up, and it actually is. This surprises me. It did not surprise Weir, and here's why.
The little one.
A new study finds that dogs outrank all humans except our children in our relationships. Were they doing that study with one person hiding in a closet and very quietly, like, giving their results? Because can you imagine, like,
you couldn't say that in front of
you
your
say
children
that out loud.
Or your spouse. But I it makes sense. And you're not having fights with your dog. Your dog loves you unconditionally. It gives you the love that you want from your spouse.
Yeah, and doesn't yell at you to take the trash out or something.
Might yell at you for food, but that's about it.
So listen to this story. Your dog doesn't criticize your life choices, start arguments about politics, hold grudges, and that might explain why they rank higher in relationship satisfaction than most humans in your life. A new study from Hungarian researchers
official
shows that dog owners experience greater relationship satisfaction with their four-legged companions than their relatives, than their friends, with only the parent-child bond matching or outranking canine relationships and overall fulfillment.
There was another study that would kind of have to weigh into this. They really looked into the whole idea of happy spouse, happy house. Mm-hmm. And they talk about when your significant other is promoting positive energy. So they're in a good mood. You know, hey, honey, how's your day going? Versus when they're in a bad mood all the time, it actually makes you more upset intrinsically without even having a direct impact on your emotions. That never happens with your dog.
Your dog is
always just happy.
Dogs outperformed human relatives and friends on measures of affection, reliable alliance. You're running from a bear.
Yeah.
Dog will save you. Wife will outrun you.
No, my dog wouldn't.
Reassurance of worth and companionship.
Yeah.
Romantic partners only beat dogs, thank God, in one area. Intimacy.
Okay. Yeah.
Please.
Really? Yeah, we all know that person lets a dog lick their face. If you let them lick for 6 seconds, that apparently is the way to get the most endorphins.
It's more intimate.
Yeah, it's more intimate.
People don't just get dogs to compensate for lacking human relationships. People with positive human relationships also tend to have positive relationships with their dogs.
Okay. So here's the thing, I think, with that. The dog, I hate to break this to some people out there listening, but your dog's going to die someday. Mm-hmm. And if you actively love that dog more than your spouse, that's not setting.
Healthy.
Yeah, that's not healthy. And if you are literally saying, no, I love my dog more than I love my husband or wife, then when the dog dies, then you're just stuck with that person. Because that's the way I was saying earlier with like, because I look at my relationship with Katie as like a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
And so that's so important to me. Whereas, you know, with the kids, as much as I love my kids, and I will always obviously have a relationship with them, they're not going to be living with me.
Okay, put it another way. With a dog, as devastating as it can be, mm-hmm. and is for some people who lose a dog, in a few months, you can go get another
dog. Go get a new dog.
And I'm not saying that dog replaces the other dog. I can hear people screaming
in their
cars.
Yeah, but everybody tries to do that.
But you can go get another dog. You can have three dogs.
Yeah.
You know, loss of a human in your life, you ask somebody 5 years later, are you still doing okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Would you ask them that if they just got a new husband 3 months later?
Right. How are you doing? That was quick. Body's not even cold yet.
Black Widow strikes again.
This sentence is going to ruffle feathers. Having children slightly changed how people viewed their dogs. Once people became parents, they rated their dogs lower on companionship and affection scales than non-parents. And I've said this before, Jonathan. We had dogs for years before we had children, and I could not even bear the thought of something happening to one of those dogs.
Yeah.
When you have children, that entire viewpoint shifts. I'm not saying you'd love your dog less. That's not what I'm saying. But it's an entirely different.
It's not that you love your dog less. You love something else more.
Correct.
Right.
And you know people who just have dogs, and that's fine. They chose not to have children or whatever, and they say, well, my dogs are my children. And I'm like,
Are you paying for your dog to go to college? What I love about having a kid is I can just scoop food out of a plastic trough that I have in my kitchen and throw it into a bowl. That's how my kids eat. If I did that, it would be child abuse. That's what I always say to people, like, oh, my dogs are my children. I get that you love them. I'm not saying you don't. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that relationship. I think it's fantastic. It's beautiful. At the same time, it's not the same relationship.
It's not the same thing.
Because if I treated my kids the same way even a loving person who thinks that their dogs are the kids treats their dog, that'd be child abuse.
From the text line, at least I can hug my dog for 26 seconds without it getting off.
Yeah, that's what you think.
You know you got problems when the dog is like, back off.
Dog's rolling its eyes like, oh, okay, Brittany, I get it. I get it.
24.
913-586-7798. We'll take calls on this. I'm not going to ask you on the radio to rank your human relationships,
But
do you see where the dog could edge out, I don't know, coworkers? Dan, who won't play poetry?
You know, a dog would at least try to be a poet.
I know, right?
Yeah.
586-7798. We're back straight ahead.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.